Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Friday edition. Today's date is July 6th, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. It's a great day to be telling the truth. So many things are starting to cascade around the world, truth that is, coming out. They can't stop the flow of the facts, ladies and gentlemen, and I have to say I couldn't be happier about that. We're far from winning this thing, but I think over time it's going to prove that the seeds of fact and the seeds of truth that were planted by many of us, many people around the world that have been working diligently to expose world Zionism as the main sickness in on our planet, is ultimately going to take its toll on the criminals. They're not going to be able to fight back against this. The flow of history is against them. The flow of the facts are against them. But they're panicking. People like Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz, these are people who are absolutely in a panic not to allow their audience to begin to believe what we've been telling you all. Now, interesting that they've had to adopt all of our facts over time to keep their audience with them. They've even gone so far as today, Alex Jones bringing on David de Rothschild, meaning that he actually was brought on to debate the global warming thing, which is nonsense, and Jones took the right stand on it, but the interesting thing was that he was not there to talk about the institution of world Zionism, not talking about the Rothschilds orchestrating it. He's trying to push that this whole agenda on the backs of the Rockefellers, or on more principally David Rockefeller, some decrepit man in New York, as being the kingpin behind all this. And let's have a little updated history lesson here for everybody. First of all, the Illuminati and Weishaupt and his groups that were spawned from his actions were directly financed and controlled by the original Rothschild fortune back in the late 1770s, 1760s. So we're talking, guys, for hundreds and hundreds of years, a plan has been afoot to bring into power a Jewish group with Zionist political leanings. Now, of course, in the beginning, they didn't call it Zionism. That is a term that has been placed upon their movement by themselves as well as by us, and we want to let it be known that not all Jews are Zionists, and not all Christians are Zionists. What is the Zionist agenda, and how did they get it so far out into the world? Is by deception, by blackmail, by murder, by sheer use of huge fortunes, by using their connections with one another to enrich their own, and then to go out and create other groups of the same mindset to build further their fortunes and to build further their links and their ties. Now, yesterday, Mr. Jones put on there that this was a Luciferian, satanic, la 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 la. Well, I'm sure there are people like that in the world. There's no doubt about it. But certainly, in the driver's seat of this criminality is people who are just interested in world domination, and they're drunk with power. This is not a religious battle, in my view. There are people who have argued almost violently with me that that's the fact, but I don't believe it. I believe this is all about power, money, and control. And you will notice by watching the video, The Money Masters, that religion has only been a side issue in using – see, religion has traditionally been an opiate for the masses. It continues to be today. you know, people are no less superstitious than they were 1,000 years ago, oddly enough. You know, they still find Jesus in a piece of toast from their toaster and on the bathroom window after a shower. And I mean, they still actually go into and believe this stuff. You know, they believe that miracles are actually taking place around the world when I mean, there's probably logical explanations for all of the things that they've described. However, the people in charge use religion as a way of separating people from each other and as a way of indoctrinating people to follow a leadership's dogma, because that's what the church demands in every religion. And they just use that same mindset one step further and have governments follow them. Now, of course, when we listen to people like Jeff Rentz and we listen to people like Alex Jones, what we've got here, ladies and gentlemen, is a desperate group bent on covering up Zionists and Zionism in the world. They're using every type of deception known to anybody to do it. And you can hear the desperation in their voices. And in fact, the nonsense is becoming easier to spot for many people. You know, when over seven out of 10 billionaires in the world are Jewish, and they're less than 0.0001% of the world population, that's 70%. You need to look into this. Let's say, for example, in the world, maybe the Mongolians have a similar population as the Jews, possibly. I'm just guessing, but I'm thinking maybe 16, 17 million Mongolians. Let's say that 7 out of 10 billionaires in the world were named, Khan, Genghis Khan, or Jing, or Wang, or Lung, or whatever the names of these Mongolians might be. And 7 out of 10 people in the world were billionaires that were Mongolian. And only 3 out of the 10 were non-Mongolian. Would you look at it and go, wow, my God, where did these Mongolians get all this power? Would you be asking that question? Of course you would. Why is it that so many people have trouble asking that same question about Zionist Jews? Why? Well, many of these fortunes that have been built came directly out of seed money that the Rothschilds put out into the world. They sent over groups of people to set up Masonic lodges across America. Read your history about a man named Solomon Bush and a man named George Bush. They were called New Bohemians. You've heard of the New Bohemians. There was even a band with Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians way back when. Well, the New Bohemians were a financed group sent over to get involved in business and loan money and give people sweetheart deals and hobnob with politicians and ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, work their way into the elite's power base. It took a very long time, but people like the people who tried to set up the first Federal Reserve Bank were involved. And the Morris family, you know, they made alliances with non-Jewish families. But they don't allow non-Jewish families to hold on to their fortunes in the long run. In the long run, they confiscate those fortunes and return them back to their Zionist control group. You can see it time and again. Now, many of the people who are running around our world, we have proven, are crypto-Zionists. And we've given you lessons on what a crypto-Zionist is. I mean, John Kerry is a crypto-Zionist. He's a crypto-Jew. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, take a look at this. His name is Khan. His family's Forbes, both Jewish. And he changes his name to an Irish name, which is common. Very common. You take a look at Madeleine Albright. I didn't know I had Jewish roots. Please! The same statement was made by Nicolas Sarkozy here in France. I didn't know I had Jewish roots, he says. That's not what he said when he was in Israel talking to all the politicians and all the newspapers. That's not what he said when he talked about Salonika, Greece, and his roots there. Comes from one of the most well-connected Sabbatean Donmay families in the world. And that, again, is a Khazarian branch of converted Judaism. Do your homework. The stuff is here for you. You know, the stuff is not that hard to figure out, but the funny thing is, today's interview, I urge people to sit through as much of Alex Jones' bellowing as they can with David the Rothschild, today's show, because what it will prove to you, it'll prove to you that, one, his bluster has no focus. Talking about global warming, and of course global warming is a farce, and we know that. Yeah. But it's not the real issue here. Zionist Jewish domination is the issue and has been the issue. And the fact that the Illuminati is a fabrication of Zionist Judaism and Rothschild money and probably others at the time, the Honeck family, who goes back that far, the Warburg family, who goes back to those beginnings as well. You know, then he brings on a woman talking about Nazi Germany and about how Hitler's rise to power mirrors America's. Again, deceptive. Again, lies. Again, nonsense. He does not say that a seed money bank in America called the Harriman Bank and Brown Brothers Harriman is returning money to the Nazis, and that's a Rothschild bank. Doesn't talk about the Morgan Bank, Pierpont Morgan, being a Rothschild stooge. Doesn't talk about them taking over our Federal Reserve through the Rothschild fortune. Doesn't ask David de Rothschild any of these things. Does not discuss for one second, ladies and gentlemen, how I.B. Farben was financed by Rothschild money and Warburg money. Does not talk about how these people, these very same billionaires, and now trillionaires, were involved in IBM's foundings and then returning IBM services to the Nazis. How their armaments and munitions plants were helped. How there was a Zionist Congress or a Jewish Congress that was set up to help emigrate Jews to the Holy Land throughout the 1930s. With the blessing of Hitler and the aid of Hitler under the Nazi flag. Does not talk about all of the facts around this stuff and how these connections are undeniable. However, he doesn't get into any of that. And he won't. It's the truth. Christopher John Bjerknes has put out a lot of powerful proof that these things are there. So has Kossler, so has Mohammed Rafik, and so has Eric and Christopher Bolin and myself. We have all put this stuff out there. These ties at the top are what are killing the world, ladies and gentlemen. Not the result at the bottom. You can battle these people at the bottom of their actions through the CFR, which is a system they set up. But you'll never stop the flow of this sickness unless you go to the people controlling it. All you do is delay a certain action. You will not stop it. The only way to stop this is to go where it is being bred from, where it is being launched from. Yep. Now, brings me back to my friend and partner, Christopher Bolin. There has been to date still no evidence that something has not sinister has not happened to him. We are more convinced than ever that there are reasons to believe that there is an element of sinister activity around the disappearance of Chris Bolin. Neither of us have heard from him still. There has been an email from a very bizarre website that we have never received emails from, supposedly from somebody we were supposed to know. But even that seems suspicious to us, especially since most of our dealings have always been with Chris himself and it's third person, again, not from Chris directly. And there's a lot of stuff going on here. that it gives us pause to suspect foul play, and we continue to think that there is a possibility that something rather terrible or sinister has befallen that family. There's no evidence that we have received that would stop us from thinking that very act has happened, sadly. This means that you need, ladies and gentlemen, to put an effort into finding out on the internet who is promoting lies about this Bolin thing. Now, you'll notice that there are people out there under pseudonyms. Scott Muff Kafka is running around on the internet under assumed names, posting all kinds of nonsense. He's on the forum Wake Up From Your Slumber under Poseidon, I believe. And many of these other shills for the Zionist Jews, they are out there trying their very, very best to discredit Eric and myself and Christopher Bolin, to try to destroy our message. Rarely, if ever, do they ever talk about our research, just rather that I'm a doo-doo head, or that I, you know, these files are made by computer, or that I died someplace, or that I'm going to be moving to Iran soon and to give the Americans a reason to invade, or, so, I mean, the stuff that you hear from some of these, they're Zionist Jews, in my view, or they're being paid to work for them. In the case of Muff Kaka over there, he is a Zionist Jew. Now, we pointed that out years ago. And he has had to retreat behind the veil of secrecy over at American Free Press to continue his nonsense. You'll notice the desperation in people like Michael Piper when he gets on his radio show and just slanderous stuff rather than issues. But you need to understand that we have done our due diligence, our homework, and looked into the history books and looked into the flow of history. And we've also looked into the backgrounds and past of these people and found what we found. Now, you know, you can fall victim to me being called a doo-doo head and saying that that's enough for you not to support me. I don't need people like that around me, frankly. If you're that much of a ne'er-thee-well, better that I don't have you around me when the chips are down. Simple truth of the matter is this is a war that we're in, and we're in a war for the future of our planet. And in many ways and in many areas, we are winning that battle. We're winning the hearts and minds of people through the facts, in spite of their efforts to try and defame and defraud and dehumanize the three of us. Even people like this young bellicose zipperhead over in Japan named Rai Dawson, over that, the neocon stuff. You know, he thought that he called these people neocons up to about 2 years ago. He didn't even make the connection it was a Zionist criminal group until then. But yet, now he's out trying to steal our thunder, just like Wing TV used to do. I put him in the same league as Wing TV, except he's a forum. I don't trust this guy's a genuine truth seeker. And I don't trust that he's interested in forwarding the ideas of these facts that we've put out. In fact, we called him a couple of times on his unwillingness to out Warburg information and stuff. I actually pointed it out to him, and rather than accuse him of anything, and instead he blew up and said that I was calling him I don't know what he said I was calling him, but anyway, it wasn't true what he was claiming at the time. It was nonsense. But it gave me a moment to take a look and step back from this guy and take a look at why he would do that and what his reasons were on his forum to streamline people into certain pigeonholes and stereotypes rather than just go after the information. See, we're about the information, and we're also about people who actively try to avoid the facts. And we also call them like we see them, with people trying to link to other people who we know are bad. Now, this guy, Rye, links to what really happened. And we are absolutely 100% convinced that this guy is not working for the truth. Certainly he has not. Certainly not. It's not working that way, ladies and gentlemen. This guy's facts are harebrained, and his NASA information is lies. His Pentagon information is a joke, anybody with a brain looks at it and they just start laughing at what he has to say about it. And on top of that, he never does anything in his postings that is going to affect change. None of it. None. Basically, what he does is brings old canards back and old arguments. And in fact, some of the guests he's trying to put on his radio show have been a part of our research many, many, many years ago, 2-3 years ago when we first started out. His contacts and connections to Alex Jones would give anybody reason to pause. And this brings me back to this guy, Rye, who clearly is in the same camp with Rivero and the rest. You know, take a look at these people, Nimmo and the rest. You'll understand right away. Nimmo went on up until just a couple of months ago saying that because we were identifying Zionist Jews, we were racist. This is what he wrote in emails, and this is what he wrote in stories. He's had to stop that because people who have a brain have looked into our research and found out that we were absolutely accurate. And now he's looking disingenuous. Funny how that works. We just stick to our guns. And you know, 99% of the people who we have tagged as being bad guys are showing their cards right now. Interesting that. You know, this guy Scooter Libby, or Irwin Leibowitz. You know, this is the guy that Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kwiatkowski on my show told me had special contacts with the Pentagon and Dick Cheney's office and through Douglas Faith and through the rest of the criminals over at the Pentagon and Rumsfeld and whatnot. Same guy. You know, pardoning him, it just was one more nail in the coffin for the Bush regime, but the Bush regime is just a sub-arm of this conspiracy for Zionist Jews. It really is. Like the Christian Zionists who think they're going to be, brought up to heaven in some kind of nonsensical, I don't know. But anyway, they're just a branch of help for the Zionist Jews. The idea is to establish a single world government under a single group through their financial holdings and arms, and they are right now trying to orchestrate an implosion of the Western world's finances. And it's happening. Read any article you'd like about the condition of America's finances. And we are, ladies and gentlemen, 20% of the world's economy. Now, you take 20% out of the circulation, especially with countries like Germany, France, Italy, Spain, and you have a serious, serious depression on your hands. So, and we're fast approaching that implosion date. I mean, these subprime loans are starting to come due. There was a Bear Stearns scare very recently, but there's many others to come after it, and many bigger ones than Bear Stearns, larger, that are going to take the bottom out from underneath this the support that you've seen in the financial markets. Hang on to your hats. Get ready for what's coming. The truth is available through our research. The honest people who are out there that know us over time will attest to the work we've done. You know, people that are out there trying to slime us, take a look at who they are. More often than not, I would say 90% of the time, they are not useful idiots, but rather paid to assassinate our character assassins. So, do your due diligence. What you need to do is to find out why it is many of our files are not getting farther afield. And what you need to start doing is posting them everywhere you can, sending them in your emails, putting links to us as often as you can so that the news and information we're providing can go far and wide. And keep Christopher Bolin in your thoughts. Unless and until we hear from him directly, we are fearing the worst. So, keep your chin up, keep fighting. These people are panicking. They are freaking out that their covers have been pulled and the truth is being told worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. South Africa, Japan, China, Russia. We are part of a worldwide move against criminal Zionism, and it is collapsing before their eyes. Make no mistake about it, we are defeating these people because history is awakening the minds of the humans to the facts that we have gleaned over the last 3 years. Keep fighting. Till the next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling you all, please be well. Bye-bye now.